Hello, footies. Welcome to Foot in Review, powered by footcoaching.com, bringing you leading analysis and opinion of all things Ultimate Team since 2019. We bring you two shows a week available on all your favorite podcast platforms. And of course, we now have a fully produced video show available on YouTube and Spotify as well. Now, if you can spare us a little bit of extra support, why not head over to patreon.com/footinreview, get a range of benefits, including joining our loyalty program. You also get Discord access and much, much more. Big thank you to today's show sponsors, Car Money. We'll have a little bit more on them later in the show. But also a big thank you to our Skybox holders, Amar, Artyom, and Peter. Hello, footies. Welcome along to your latest dose of EA FC 24 Ultimate Team podcasting goodness. We are Foot in Review, powered by footcoaching.com. It is Tuesday, the 28th of November, as we sit and record this. My name is Dan Wimbush, otherwise known as Wimby. I'm joined by my main man, Shaq Attack, once again to go over all of the Black Friday highlights, what we got up to, what we didn't do and why, what we should still be doing over the next few days, and what might be next. We're also going to sort of look to see, has this kind of papered over some of the cracks of our frustrations of the game, or is this a genuine step in the right direction? We'll be reviewing lots of players. We've got player in review. We've got formation in review. The mailbag is back, and both of us are on that quest to unlock Kylian Mbappe. So we'll be talking about our experiences of doing that. Shaq, I don't smoke. I don't vape. But if I did, I think I would probably need a lot of them after this Black Friday weekend, because I need something to unwind, because boy, oh boy, did EA throw the kitchen sink at us this weekend with Black Friday.
Absolutely, absolutely. Welcome to Cyber Tuesday. I know Cyber Monday is usually when everything happens, but EA doesn't seem to believe that it stops on Monday. We still have promo packs in the store and things are just coming bang, bang, bang from EA. And it's been hectic. It's been really hectic. And look, props to EA. We give a lot of grief to EA when it's due, but props to EA for certain aspects of these packs. They've given 10 coins packs and 30 coin packs. I know it's to lure us into the store, fair enough, but they've been consistent and they've not just been really bad packs. Some of them have packed really good cards out of those packs. So props to EA in certain regard. The content's been full on. It's been full on. It's almost been like a full-time job just following the content. And it's been action-packed.
Yeah, the biggest compliment I can give them is they've allowed you to grind this game your way. There's gameplay ways to do it. There's going right through bronze pack method to do it. There's going big time. I mean, the amount of store packs is bonkers and still is. I can't literally keep track of them. They've done really well on the menu front. And look, I mentioned it in the intro a couple of seconds ago, but we're going to talk about, in fact, let's just talk about it now, Shaq. We have expressed our frustrations about this game, and certainly in the build-up to Black Friday, there was a lot of content creators, a lot of players. We saw it even within our own community, a lot of people just putting down their controllers and saying, this game isn't for me. We've obviously had the feel-good factor from this week, and I think it's been an almost unanimous success. Do you think this is EA recognizing they've got to do more for the game, or do you worry that this is just going to be a quick fix to paper over those cracks?
Honestly, I'm really sorry to say, but it's just a quick fix to be over the cracks, because content aside, content was brilliant. I'm really happy at this point in time. I will go in through why I'm extremely happy as of my backlog today, blah, blah, blah. But on the core as a game, I really think we're still far away from the fun element, really, really far away. This weekend I've had, it just wasn't fun experience. And I think a lot of people that actually played Weekend League that messaged me that were just, I mean, the normal 9, 11, 14 win. So, well, 14 is a stretch as well. Sometimes 11 wins. It's just hard out there because it's the same thing over and over again. And I think if you take the content aside from this weekend, I probably would have just dropped the game because it was just not worth it. Like, it really, I just was just thinking to myself, why am I even playing this game? That's the sad part.
I do agree. And, you know, I played through Weekend League. I've played through my playoffs. I've played through some division rivals. You know, I've been grinding the game hard. I'm trying to get Kylian Mbappe done. But it's still the same frustrations. It's still the depth issues. It's still the inconsistency with the shooting. What I'd like to hope is that whilst, of course, they've probably hopefully pre-prepared a lot of this content and it's a different team that no doubt handles it, I'm hoping that this has bought them a little bit of time to work on those gameplay frustrations. You know, they've given people that feel good factor for the next few days. It, you know, it'll take a while for that glow to wear off. And hopefully they've been beavering away in the background, working on a gameplay, you know, working on some gameplay hot fixes. Because if they're going to drop a patch tomorrow saying, you know, we've recognized things like the depth issue, shooting's been slightly improved, things like that, then, you know, this game will really be on a crest of a wave, because you'll have people that have picked up the game over Black Friday, you'll get those returning people as well, and you've got the people that have, you know, like us, that have been slogging through it, that are just going to have that, you know, warm fuzzy glow about us and be wanting to play the game a lot more. Most of us have got brand new teams. Shaq, I don't know what your experience was like playing Weekend League, but teams have transformed, the ones I've been playing anyway.
Absolutely. That's one of the things, the key taking that I've taken from this particular Weekend League was the teams are ridiculously good. And the finishing issue that you mentioned, I was struggling with finishing. The only consistent method that I can finish is through using a finesse blast play style. But I saw a lot of people with really, really good cuts. Player of the Month, Mbappe, for example, he was shooting in left, right and center from every single angle.
He's broken. He is broken.
I just couldn't believe it. There's so many cards. I think I saw the number of Hullets I saw this weekend, the number of Ronaldinho's I saw this weekend, a 9 million coin card. Player of the Month, Mbappe, like I mentioned, the number of Eusebios. Eusebios seems to be very frequent, but a lot of people have really good teams, the Ginolas, and they're just cracked cards, and finishing doesn't seem to be a problem on those cards. So I don't know, maybe we're finding finishing as an inconsistent mechanic because of the cards we're using. But then again, you have really good cards like Eto and stuff that you're using. So it's a really tricky one. But I think the 71 depth is something that I really don't understand. I can't forget the depth. I think it's just the pressure just outside the box when you're defending and you just get the ball back. The swarm of people that constantly get you. After a certain point, you just get like, I just want to play free for a few seconds.
Yeah, it would be nice. My tinfoil hat theory on the shooting is where they've added this precision shooting mechanic to the game this year, I think they may have lowered the general accuracy of regular shooting to make precision shooting stand out. That might be completely wrong, but I wonder if it's a coincidence that we've had this new mechanic come in with precision shooting, and generally everyone seems to be finding, especially like shooting across the box, which in FIFA 23, FIFA 22 was a very consistent way. You know, you got a striker with a decent amount of ability and it went in. You know, I'm shooting with top of the line players like Samuel Eto'o and they're missing those chances. So I wonder if one is affecting the other. Hopefully, again, it's something that can be refined. But we talked about EA's strategy with Black Friday and bringing the feel-good factor back. And this is, you know, kind of a good thing and a bad thing. You know, we've been on the hashtag bin the points campaign here at Foot and Review, encouraging people to not spend those FIFA points, if only to send a bit of a message to EA Sports that this isn't kind of what we want. But I will have to give credit where it's due to EA, because we talked about it, Shaq, didn't we? We said, you know, why would you be opening these packs? Because the pack weight has been garbage. But because there have been so many SBCs out to do, even if people are opening these 450k packs, 500k packs, and not getting anything, at least they've had something to funnel that fodder into. So it's kind of made it worth it, even if I don't agree with, again, I still don't agree with spending those FIFA points.
Look, I completely agree with you. I think gone, if you're trying to just open these packs, hoping for the unicorn or the iPad in the slot machine, as you keep calling it, it just doesn't make sense. But right now, at least there's an end, a means to an end. Like, even if you do pack some fodder, even if you pack low-rated cards, like I think there was 100 rare gold. I was just thinking, if someone opened that pack and got 100 rare golds with a few fodder items, that's completely fine for them to grind the game for maybe a whole day and a half, 2 days, just grinding the game over and over again. That's absolutely, there is money. It's not value for money, but there is actually use of your money. It's being spent for something that you can actually use within the game. So I do agree with that. I think we should commend's a strong word. We should be happy that EA has finally come to the party in that regard.
Yeah, it's like that Simpsons episode where they go to Itchy and Scratchy Land and buy the Itchy and Scratchy dollars. And then there's all the signs saying you can't spend your Itchy and Scratchy money. But at least EA have allowed you to spend your Itchy and Scratchy money on things. And look, let's get into some of the content now. Of course, the guys were here on Friday, Saturday night for most of you on the release. We've had lots of players. We've had quite a few Flash players out over, you know, that expired quickly, like Mangala, Oscar, as well. So we're not going to talk too much about them because they've been and gone. But the big one over the weekend, Shaq, the big sort of extra icon player was Michael Ballack. It had been rumored for a while. It finally came out over the weekend. I look at this card. I think it's a very nice card. But for 500K, I'm sticking away. I'm staying away from this one.
I'm glad you said that because a lot of people are waxing lyrical about this card. And I know it's probably the best Ballack we've ever gotten. Ballack, it probably represents the Michael Ballack of the one that we remember. But still, for 500K for this particular card, when I just think it was 67 agility, 67 balance in bad gameplay when you're getting 400 people rushing towards you, what the hell are you going to do? He's good. I'm not saying he's bad, but how long will you actually use him? That's my only, the longevity on this particular card is something that I find a little suspect for the price. But still, if you're a Ballack fan, a Chelsea fan, a Leverkusen fan, yeah, it's a fair completion, I guess.
I mean, he's already got the benefit of the fact that Leverkusen have picked up that victory, haven't they? So he's already going to be getting that first upgrade. So that's built in. He's going to get that one play style upgrade for the one win. And obviously edging closer to the, you know, only needs two more wins to get that plus one upgrade. Even with that plus one, though, I think I agree with you, Shaq. It's a very solid card, but I sit there and say, I'd probably still rather get Frankie de Jong done for 150K less.
Exactly. I was just going to make that exact same comparison. If you have the same amount of coins, I would rather get Frankie done. And I think icons, the playstyle addition on icons, it's just a playstyle. It's not a playstyle plus as well.
Yeah.
Is that right? So it's just a basic upgrade. It's a plus one. You're just going to get a plus one maximum. So yeah, I'd rather go with the Frankie.
Yeah. And it's still tough again to win, you know, three games out of four for any side in Europe. Leverkusen, not the strongest team. I mean, they've got a good chance, but yeah, I would be staying away from this one. Again, there are so many other places to put your fodder right now that I'm not sure that's where I'll be putting it. If we took on the cheaper side of things, John Barnes came out as well yesterday, kind of a bit under the radar, not a special version of John Barnes, just his base card. Now, this was a very hyped card early on in the game. The first time John Barnes, I think, has ever been hyped. Since he's been an icon because he's got that technical plus play style. I bought and used him for a while, Shaq. I thought he was very good cutting in from the wing and sort of dribbling around it. If you are looking, look, let's be honest, you know, you've got to get to that byline, get to the line and pass the ball across the box. He can do that very well. His shooting is decent play styles. 200K for this one. Again, I think if you've got a couple of high-rated dupes and, you know, cars still knocking around your club and you've not wanted to do the icon gambles and things, I think there are worse places you can put your fodder.
Definitely. I think, yeah, John Barnes has thrown me a new one multiple times, starting couple of weekend leagues. He's a really good card. I think the SBC is fairly priced. It's a good card. If you're a Liverpool fan, I think it's probably something you could do to add in with your Kenny Dalglish SBC. But it's not a bad card. I wish it was a Thunderstruck version of John Barnes. Would have made it really cool. I think it would be an ode to how good he's actually in game and that he's actually popular in game. But yeah, it is what it is.
Also, I've got that slightly sneaky suspicion with a card like John Barnes. I mean, we've seen over the weekend that EA released a hero evolution upgrade. John Barnes has got that kind of stat set where there's nothing that's ridiculously high, where you could actually see maybe John Barnes sneaking into an evolution at some point. Not saying that's why you should do him, but again, just in the back of your mind, it might not be a card that is out of date quite as early as we think about that. And we've got a question from Ingvi, actually, speaking of Liverpool players, and you mentioned King Kenny Dalglish. Again, if you want to get your questions into us, the best way to do so is via our Discord. You get Discord access via Patreon, patreon.com/footinreview for that one. All tiers get access to the Discord. And we're still working away on getting a mailbox address, a proper mailbox as well. But please keep those thoughts coming in on social media as well. Anyway, Ingvi says, is it worth going all in to get Dalglish done, even though it doesn't look very promising with fodder? I can do the 289 squads, but we need to find a way to get the 88 ones done. Worth gambling/hope to get it done. How would you approach the grind? And I think, Shaq, this is a good question as well, because, you know, we've been doing Mbappe. Talk us through, you know, in answer to Ingby's question, how would you best go and get that done?
I think it's just a matter of using all. I've been using this particular PhD developed method that's called the Dan method. So I've just been doing the league SBCs. I'm doing a lot of 70, 78 player picks. So basically, you do the league SBCs, all for all the league cards, you just dump them all in there. All the off-league ones, you just put into the player picks. You just keep rinsing those player picks over and over again. Before you know it, you'll have done a couple of league SBCs and you'll have enough cards in your club to do the league SBCs. The player picks will funnel you with 83s and 84s that you can complete the 83-10s in the, every day. And it's just there's enough stuff available for you to keep recycling things over and over again. And if you get stuck, there's a beautiful pack called the Provision Pack, which you can just dump 40,000 coins in and you get a brand new pack and you just get the fodder again and start doing the grind over and over again. And I haven't really had to spend too much to get these things apart from buying the Provision Pack, I think once or twice. And that's pretty much it. That's all I've been doing. And it's just been rinsing. And you'd be surprised the kind of cards you actually pack in those 78 player picks. They're really good. The player picks this time around, I think the drop rate is fairly good on them. And the League SBC grind has been, it's been fun. It's actually been fun this time around.
Yeah, I agree. I think, again, I don't love it. They're not technically great value for money, either of those provision packs, because you can buy players cheaper if you just went through bids. But if you're short on time, they are a decent way to spend those coins. I've bought a couple of them. I've strayed off that disciplined path, Shaq, and I've just gone, I chucked everything in my club into player picks this morning because I'm so close to Kylian Mbappe. I'm 287 squads away. So I've been trying to edge myself closer to it by abandoning my rational side and dumping stuff in. But I have 2,800 players in my club. I have lots of bronzes, lots of silvers. So I can slowly rebuild from the bottom. Unfortunately, I didn't quite get as many flash SBCs over the weekend that I liked that were going to send bronzes to the moon. So I didn't quite make as much as I'd hoped to. But yeah, I mean, in terms of Kenny Dalglish himself, though, Shaq, I mean, look, it's a fantastic card. And as someone that's got Joe Gomez, I'm keeping a keen eye on Liverpool's results over the next few days. Obviously, Liverpool not beating Manchester City at the weekend, but I think their next few games are, I think it's like Sheffield United, Fulham and Crystal Palace, I believe. So Kenny's still got a half decent shout of getting that plus one and that additional play style. He's already got a great play style on him already, so he doesn't need any more with that finesse shot plus, probably the best play style for a striker we've got in the game at the moment. But is it worth going hell for leather on Kenny Dalglish for 2 million coins worth?
Look, if you're a Liverpool fan, and Kenny Dalglish is a fabulous card. It's an absolutely fabulous card. And to be honest with you, the reason I started Mbappe was because if I hadn't started Mbappe, I would have started Kenny Dalglish. Just because he sits there in a
Manchester United shirt.
Hey, I'm a connoisseur of footballer, right? No.
Yeah, whatever.
And if you would notice as well, I've got the United kit off this current season because of the wonderful game we had on the weekend. So it's just props to United, and also shout out to my brother. It's actually his kit, but yeah, there you go. Going back to Kenny Dalglish, look, 5-star weak foot, finesse plus play style. He's always a fun card in FIFA. I think he's slightly expensive. He's not overpriced. He's slightly expensive for what he is. But if you're a Liverpool fan, this card should last you at least all the way till team of the season. He's going to be one of those. Do you remember Robbie Keane last year?
Yes. Yeah, the Sheriff.
The Sheriff. He's going to have that sort of feel to him. He's obviously more expensive, blah, 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 but he's got that finesse plus, which Robbie Keane had the 5-star weak foot, which was in comparison as good last year. I think this card will last the test of time, and I think it's definitely worth it. What do you think?
Yeah, I agree. I think it's a fantastic card, and I said it's still got that little tantalizing glimpse of getting that plus one, which would make him even better. I don't know what play style they would add to him. He's got, as we mentioned, finesse shot plus, technical, flair, quick step, and Traveller. Maybe power shot they would give him, which would be a little bit of a boost there, or possibly relentless, which they're giving to a lot of strikers. But look, there's very few weaknesses to this card other than that long passing being at 56, which I never like, but then he's not going to be doing that many long passes. Even since he's got 240k now, I mean, with the 83 by 10s being repeatable still, I think we've got 3 days left of them until all of these, and we've still got all these boosted juice cards in packs as well. Of course, season rewards are still here. Give it a go. He's active now. He expires on Christmas Eve.
Christmas Day, I think.
It might be Christmas Day for you, Christmas Eve for us.
Yep.
Over in Europe, it says expires on the 24th here on Footbin, but whatever, you've still got a month to do it. just give it a go. Because I said, Ingvi's the Liverpool fan. He's got that extra tie. Having these players to build around that, you know, you're just really happy with is exactly the reason why, like you, I've done Kylian Mbappe, because I just know that the grind for me will be worth it. And 18 out of 20 squads later, my thumbs are sore, but I'm very close to getting him. And we were talking just before we came on air, Shaq. I was like, I'm two squads away. I've got 450k odd left in the bank. I could just do it and finish it. And, you know, you said to me, look, just chill. You know, at least wait another day or two, get those 83 by 10 grinds done, maybe go and rebuild. And, you know, you'll feel so much better having those coins in the bank. So look, do it, Ingvi. Go for it. And that's the same for all. And it's a good point, actually. It's a good time as well to bring in another semi-question, more of a comment from Adam, who's also listening live at the moment. He's talking about the Mbappe grind. He said, not really a question, but I want to say thanks a lot for the whole advice on the Mbappe grind, you guys, and from the Discord as well. Thought I'd provide an update. I completed him last night with a spend of 700 to 800k, and using the Black Friday upgrades as my main source of fodder, running through the 83 by 10 and the 85 double and dumping all the low-rated golds into picks. It saved literally millions. Holding for team of the year starts now, I think. So glad I went for it. I was thinking I didn't have enough resources. So if anyone is thinking about doing and has a really good starting point of coins and a bit of fodder, go for it. And congratulations, Adam. GGs.
Absolutely. Well done, Adam. And I think going back to Envy, if you really think about it, you have 24, 25 days to try and get this done, 26 days to get this done. If you tell yourself that you want to complete it by the end and not rush it, you'll actually enjoy the process. But if you tell yourself, I need to get it done ASAP, you're going to absolutely hate the process. So I started this trying to get Mbappe done. I knew it was going to get done on the 22nd of December. Told myself, I'll just keep doing it till the 22nd of December. If I get it done early, so be it. Just go with that attitude and you'll be completely fine.
Yeah, especially if you've got a pretty decent team to play with at the moment. I mean, look, I don't like most people. I seem to get the same results regardless of the team that I'm using at the moment. I'm sure Mbappe, you know, Michael was on the show a couple of weeks ago talking about how Mbappe probably is that one player that might make a difference of a couple of wins. But I think generally few players are going to do that. I need to take my own advice here and be patient, but don't be surprised if I'm posting the fact that I've got it finished and have no coin left in my club. I'm only honest here. Let's get back to the content then, Shaq, for, you know, going completely to the other end of the scale from 2 million pound players, 2 million coin players to 60K players. We've got a showdown released from the Saudi Pro League. A couple of players that we'll be very familiar with from their career. We've got Malcolm and Otavio. Otavio always seems to get a team, always used to get a team of the season card, didn't he? Both 86 rated, both will cost about 64K to do. Any real interest in this one?
Honestly, I wish I had some more interest, but I think Malcolm was a card that actually a lot of people evoed back in the day. There was an evolution Malcolm card in the start of the game. I think it was one of the early Relentless Winger evolution, yes. I think, if I'm not mistaken. He was really good there, and he was good for a week. This particular card, even if he does get an upgrade, he's decent. He's decent. He doesn't have a playstyle plus, which kind of annoys me. But I think he's a decent card. Otavio, he's okay. He's not. I think if you're on the fence, I don't really know the teams as such, but if you're on the fence, if you need to choose one, I would choose Malcolm. That's only if you put a gun to my head. Otherwise, I would choose neither.
Yeah, I mean, Otavio is useful if you are someone that's maybe got a Sadio Mane foot live card, or, you know, Cristiano Ronaldo's inevitably going to get more promo cards throughout the course of this year. But he is the weaker of the two cards, Otavio. Very, you know, the pace, 87 acceleration, 82 sprint speed, the shooting stats, all low 80s. Defending obviously can't do a lot of that, but it's not actually the worst. The passing is okay. A plus two would make him a bit more viable, but again, I wouldn't be rushing out to do this. I think the biggest barrier to both of these at the moment is the fact that you need a team of the week player, because otherwise they'll be a lot cheaper, because it's actually only an 84 squad. It's just that in form. You know, and the inform's costing you 30k odd at the moment. So maybe if you have still got untradables, it might be an okay place to dump it.
But if you have an inform that you have untradable, I'd rather keep it for the 83 plus grind rather than use it for one of these. But again, it's horses for courses, whatever floats your boat, I guess.
Exactly. Look, speaking of fodder and where to put it, you know, we talked about some of the players that have been released, but EA have been throwing these various upgrades at us. You know, base hero pick is out for about 100k. You've got a year in review pick. You've got a base icon upgrade, which is all the way at 300k. I mean, again, I'd love to do them all. If you could only do one of them, Shaq, where would your coins be going?
Easily. If I could just do one, if I wasn't doing a player SBC, I would be doing the base icon upgrade. The number of people that I've seen that have packed amazing cards from those base icon upgrades is ridiculous. I mean, John, talking foot for our very own Discord, he's been having the time of his life this particular Black Friday weekend. He just caps it off with packing Rude Hullet and then continues to go on and pack George Best. So not George Best, he packed... Who else did he pack? Not George
Best.
He had
Hullet, he had Butragueno and...
Butragueno, that's right. And Bobby Charlton, that's right. Bobby Charlton, that's correct.
And he's got Mbappe as well, of course, as he mentions on the show. So, you know, look, John works for... And look, anyone that's listened to this podcast knows how hard John works to try and, you know, just qualify for weekend league and things like that. So, look, anything that gives him that extra boost, I am all for it. Again, yeah. Because I've been doing Mbappe... A bit like you, Shaq, I've had no fodder to spare for any of these. I'm kind of tempted by a base hero pick, especially with the evolution out there, because I wouldn't mind getting a Jisung Park, let alone, of course, one of the big guns, like a company or something like that. But yeah, I think the base icon upgrade is where I'd be putting it. But at nearly 300k, it's out of my range.
Let's put it this way. If you had 300K and you could either do Frankie or a base icon upgrade, which one were you doing?
Ooh, that's a very tricky question. I would probably go for the upgrade just because I like Frankie, but just where my team is, I don't need him. So I would go for broke.
Exactly. I think because it's uncapped, you can literally pack any single base icon from that pack. It's worth a shot. It's worth a gamble.
Absolutely. Well, look, we're going to talk much more about content. Of course, we've got the FC Pro Live. The first cards have earned their upgrades. We're going to be talking about that, going through a lot more as well. Our player in review, formation in review, all of that coming up after a word from our sponsors. This show is sponsored by Car Money, the car finance ninjas, fighting to make cars affordable and accessible for everyone, no matter your financial situation. Nikki, the car finance ninja here, compares the top car finance lenders in both the UK and Australia to get you the best possible price so you don't have to, and they can get you approved fast. All you need to do is choose your new car and drive away happy. Get in touch with one of their friendly ninjas and start your car finance journey today. Right, welcome back to the second half of today's show. Shaq, the FC Pro Live feels like an absolute eternity ago now, despite the fact the promo only ended like 5-6 days ago. Just completely swallowed up by Thunderstruck. But it leapt back into focus last night because we had the first Group A games taking place. Of course, if you watched it along for an hour, you got a pack and some XP. I think, the point I was... idling away, half looking at it. I think they had about 250,000 viewers. So a lot of people hungry for those packs. But we now know that some of the players that did get upgrades. So Sadio Mane, who's been piloted, well, not really piloted, but he's dependent on Hidalgo. He's earned two of his upgrades. Kolo Muani from Lucas, he's got one upgrade. Daniel Marlon has got two upgrades. Emre controlling him, his destiny. Renan Lodi being piloted by Umut, who is one of the favourites to win the whole thing. He's got three upgrades already, two inform upgrades and that playstyle and extra position upgrade in the bag. And unfortunately, for those of us who did the bargain basement, Genro SBC, Mark has yet to get an upgrade. Now, I said the good thing is that these players have all got their upgrade, Shaq. The bad thing is that this group will now not play again until the 5th of January. So on the eve of Team of the Year.
Exactly. And one of the other things that EA had mentioned was that these upgrades would go live on the 28th to the 29th of November, which is right about now. So yep. I'm hoping for these upgrades. If these upgrades happen fairly soon, I think you can see a lot of hype back onto these cards because people are expecting the upgrade straight after the tournament, which is the way we expected it to happen. But if these upgrades take a while to actually land, I think there will be a little bit of shine taken off from these cards. But yeah, I just think that the time it takes to go from one upgrade cycle to the other is fairly long. It's really long. And it's just, you just lose that whole momentum, I feel. But hey, that's just, I think we just want everything instantaneously.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, we saw price fluctuations from these cards on the market. We had some of the hosts, you know, some of the presenters talking about trading and the value of these cards live on the show. And there was a bit of a roller coaster. I wasn't really paying too much attention to the prices going on. I've got a few of these cards, Shaq, just stopped for a rainy day for basically when I completely ruined my club doing this Mbappe SBC. But we did see some price rises. So GGs if you did get in on the ground level. And unluckily for me, despite sitting in this very seat last week talking to you, Shaq, saying, do Renan Lodi, I got sidetracked by Mbappe. So I've missed out on three upgrades. GGs to me.
It is what it is. The only one hot tip I can give in on this on the pod, just because for eagle-eyed listeners, Cara Moore, I'm sure you guys have seen him, heard about him, or tried him even. He is a special card in game. And I have a feeling that he will actually go up. He Bonanno, whatever. I should know the name correctly, but the, his player will actually is pretty good and might actually get a couple of points on the board. So Cara Moore might actually get upgraded. And I don't know if you've come across Tovar, who plays in Serie A.
Yes, I've faced
right
him
now.
A couple of times.
He's actually really good in game. There's a couple of something about him that I can't really pinpoint. And I think Happy is, I don't know how good he is, but that's a card to look out for as well. Link, French links from Serie A, really good in game. I've really had a tough time facing him. So yeah, those are the two cards that I really, really like.
Yeah, both of those cards part of Group B, and they are the team, the next set of teams to play. They will play on Monday, as we record this. So December the 4th, you've also got Van den Boomen, who's controlled by Fizin. You've got Willian, who is controlled by Young as well, and Fakawin, who has got a Locatelli. So keep an eye on those cards if you've got them. Again, we always say, don't we, Shaq, selling the hype. If you see these cards massively spike during an event when someone starts playing well, just take your coins happily. Unless you're using them in your team, then I would always take those coins. Just on the trading advice front, I know both myself and Shaq, we do a trading show. Our next one will probably be in the next week or so. We do one a month for our Patreon subscribers. But just as a little tip as well, just keep an eye on these Thunderstruck cards that are coming out that are very low value right now. Very basic trading advice here, but getting the likes of, we talked about it in the Discord this morning, weren't we, Shaq? The likes of Umtiti, likes of Kieran Tierney, these cards that have got or nearly got their first upgrades already that are going to send them to a value higher than their base fodder price. It's always just worth stocking them, especially with these ones that are near discard.
Exactly. Just throw them in your club and you never know. For example, I think Marlon was going for 15, 16K. It's worth just chucking in your club. He went up to 32K. So it's like 100% return on your investment if you sell at the right time. So it's just worth chucking some in your club every now and then.
Absolutely. Well, look, speaking of one of the cards I just threw into my club because I thought he would rise in price, it's time for us to get to player in review. And we're going to start today with Joe Gomez because I looked at this card, Shaq. This is, you know, we talk about our friends over at Nothing But A Foot Thing talk about foot heritage. This is a card with foot heritage. Joe Gomez, you know, the first FIFA I got back into for Ultimate Team with FIFA 20, really good base card and always has special cards that are half decent because he's a quick centre back. Only an 85 rated, he came out in one of the mini releases and his price tanked all the way down to 30K. Now, Liverpool, of course, didn't win against Manchester City, so he's not going to get his upgrade immediately. But we talked about it earlier with Kenny Dalglish. Got a good run of fixtures, so he could quite easily see this card getting all of his upgrades. Picked him up, replaced him in my team. He goes alongside Ledley King. Came in place of Eder Militao, and he is honestly not as good as Eder Militao, in my opinion. Not right now, but I've seen enough in the card to think that if he does get a couple of extra play styles and a couple of inform upgrades, he will be good. He is nimble, agile, not the strongest in the tackle, but strong enough. The big downfall is his stamina. I think it's only 58 or 59 off the bat, so that will need work. I am noticing in that final 20 minutes, I am actually bringing on Militao or moving some players around. I've got Frank Rijkaard, who's my CDM, so I'll just move him into the defence in place of him. So it's a decent card. I still think it's worth a pickup. I know he's had a bit of a rise today, Shaq. He's sort of shooting back up again. But I think if this card does become an 87 rated, again, with those additional play styles, A, I think it will go for a lot more than even the 40K it's going for now. But B, I think it's going to be a great squad building tool throughout the year. English, Liverpool, Premier League. Can't ask for a lot more than that.
That's a great review. Really good review. I've got one of the Joe Gomez's hoping for an upgrade as well. So yeah, I haven't tried them out yet, but I do intend to try them out after that review. And it's my turn. Sorry, go on.
I was going to say, and your player is?
My player is, we've just spoken about all the meta rats, and my player is slightly different. It's the Julian Alvarez evolution card that I actually put him through the Founders evolution and also put him through the Centurion Striker evolution. And let's start with the good. Firstly, this is a hot take. It's a really hot take, and please bear with me on this. He is probably the best finisher that I've actually used in this game. He's got 5-star weak foot and insane finishing on both his feet. And he doesn't have any playstyle plus for finishing. He doesn't have any playstyle plus, but his finishing is fabulous. I think whenever I'm desperately in need of a goal and all my strikers are missing, I just bring him on as a sub and he just somehow gets me a goal because he's incredibly agile as well in the box. That's something that I really like about him. I think overall, he's not the finished article. He's not going to be a card that you're going to just dump into your squad and expect miracles. But if he's a card that you're semi-interested in, he's a really good squad player, a really good super sub right now. And if you can upgrade him a little bit more, he will be one to watch out for. The only drawback with him is his passing lets you down, which is why I don't start him. That's my only concern with him is his passing. But his movement in the box, his attacking AI is brilliant. His finishing is brilliant. His agility, dribbling is brilliant. Everything. I like everything about this card apart from, I think his passing lets him down. And yeah, that's if he had a playstyle plus for finishing, he would just be a magic card. So yeah, that's just, I love this card. But yeah, wish you could get better.
Yeah, so you've got is it the 85 version you've got at the moment?
85 version, correct.
Yeah, through the Founders and Centurion evolution path. And it's so satisfying when you stumble onto a good evolution, isn't it? I mean, I don't know because I just evolve useless Reading players and useless former Reading players as well. So none of them are getting up to usability status. I used the Toughen Up upgrade on Charlie Savage, who's gone all the way from, I think he started as a 61 or 62. I think he's up to an 82 now. So he's getting there, but they're not fully there. But yeah, Alvarez, I've faced him quite a few times and you can see exactly why he causes problems. But in terms of where you're using him, Shaq, that leads us into formation in review. You'd kind of tease this one on last week's show. You finally got a chance to actually play with it. Talk us through it.
Oh, this one's a shout out to Kevin Foote from our friends at the NBAFD podcast. And over the weekend, I was looking for a completely separate formation. And I think you shouted out saying Kevin's got a new formation. So I just jumped in, picked it up, started using it because I do love the 4-2-3-1, but never was able to use the 4-2-3-1 in this iteration of the game. This particular formation was actually really, really, really fun because it brings you a lot of triangles all across the pitch and you don't feel the pressure because you have two players close to you constantly. So I think the only problem with this formation I found was that I couldn't really go all out attack. I just had to be very balanced. And sometimes I get into the balanced mindset where I can't really just go and score the bloody goal. I can do everything else. I can hold the ball forever, but not score the goal. So I'd have to change out of this. But if you're really in the lead, this is a really good formation to just fall back on and you can keep passing your way to glory.
Yeah, I really need to bake in some more formations into my setup because I just stick so rigidly to my 4-3-2-1. I need to get a couple of different ones in there just to mix up the way I play. But I'm just so stubborn. You know, you get into these patterns, don't you, Shaq, where you're just like, this is the way I play. I know how this game plays and this is what I'm going to do and I'm going to make it work. So, you know, cut off my nose to spite my face on it. But I do need to try some of these. I need to try that 4-2-1-3, the 4-2-3-1, and the 4-1-3-2 as well.
You've got to be a bit careful though, because what happens is when in certain times when you're struggling in the game, you're already finding it hard enough to make some movements and you start introducing a lot of change and then your muscle memory goes as well. So you've got to be very, very careful. And once the muscle memory goes and you're just confused, it could be a good thing because then you start starting fresh and you're looking at every single play, you're looking at every single movement and you're actually paying attention to what you're doing. But sometimes you've just lost it and there's nowhere to get it back. So yeah, it's a tricky one.
Yeah, it is difficult. I mean, look, as I said, I'm still getting the same results. I'm finding that I'm scraping 11 wins with two or three games to spare. I know you had an absolute epic battle through this weekend league. Talk us through that one.
Oh, absolutely. I struggled this weekend league. I went 1-7. I just couldn't understand what the hell was happening. It was mega team. I kept telling myself, oh, the next team's going to be easier. The next team was hard. I thought the next team will be easier. The next team got Mbappe, player of the month, Mbappe. The next team's got Haaland. Next team. So there was no respite. And I think that was really doing my head in as well. I was taking breaks and coming back and I was still like, oh, bloody hell, the team is still strong. And I had horrible gameplay as well. It was 1-1-7, 1 win, 7 losses, and I somehow pulled myself to 11-9. I really don't know how I did it, but I just did it, clutched it through. I must admit, I did get quite a few free wins as well along the journey, which is lovely. I've always given out free wins, so I was really thankful to the community that I got some free wins.
Good karma.
Apologetic. Exactly. I was pretty happy with that, and it is what it is. And look, the rewards were nothing, but it was. Didn't really enjoy it, to be honest. Yeah, I got my end result, but was it enjoyable? Not really. Did I feel successful after getting the 11 wins? Not really. It was what it was. Yeah.
I think just anecdotally, and we've talked about this on other shows, is that if you are someone out there and you're feeling a bit down on yourself because you're finding you're not getting the results from previous years, this just game is just. I don't know whether it's harder or the fact that everyone is just clumped together, but I speak to people, you know, in our Discord and beyond that were used to getting X wins and now they're just only getting Y wins. And most people are down. The average is good down. It's not going up. It's not like certain people are flying through this game, getting 8. Well, on new gen anyway, there are people. And also be really wary about the chat. And look, there's nothing against people doing this, but you might see some people on social media, you know, exulting about their wins or how a player plays. And then you dig a little deeper and you find that they're playing old gen. And I think at this point, we've just got to say that these are two separate games. It's almost, and I wish people would kind of flag it up a little bit more, you know, to the fact that, because they're basically just playing FIFA 21 version 3.
Yep, exactly. It's a completely different game. I think I don't even know if play styles work the same way. Do they work the same way in the old?
I know that there's obviously not hypermotion and things like that. So there's not, you know, accelerate and things like that are not in it.
Exactly. So I really don't know. I do know a lot of people that used to get consistently. For example, you were a consistent 14 player last year. This year, have you hit 14? A couple of times.
I think I
year?
Might have hit once, but I was flying through the back end of FIFA 23 and the front of this one. I'm gutting it out.
Exactly. And last year, I think I got 14 two times, I think the whole of last year. This time, 14 is like an impossible dream. 11 is like the poison chalice right now. I don't think I can get past 11. It's not really a mentality thing. It's just the game thing. It's just I've got to do the same exact things game in, game out to actually get the win. And sometimes I choose not to do that. I want to do something different and that doesn't get me the win. So that's frustrating.
Yeah, absolutely. So look, if you are struggling out there, A, give yourself a break mentally. Don't beat yourself up about it. But B, also, if you do want to get better, of course, footcoaching.com is available for you. They will get, you know, they analyze your gameplay in a fascinating amount of detail that, again, using some of the tools that professional football clubs use. So they've got that wealth of experience. They can pick out some things for you to work on. It's not all like, oh, just go away and learn this. It's a proper sort of deep dive, not just into what you're doing, you know, with the controller, but also your kind of mindset, how you approach games, how, you know, when and where you play the games as well. So again, do encourage you to everyone to check that out over at footcoaching.com. And of course, if you're part of that Patreon, part of the Foot and Review Patreon, you get access to discounts from coaching. You get obviously custom tactics. We have workshops and stuff. So there's lots and lots going on. Of course, the Crete community trip coming up. We've got so much going on. So again, patreon.com/footinreview for more details on that front. But Shaq, anything else you wanted to bring up before we finished?
No, that's pretty much it, Dan.
Yeah, I think I'm done. Again, last week it felt like we had so much to talk about. And this is kind of like, it does very much feel like, you know, the nightclub is starting to empty. The lights have come up, and we're all sat there dazed, with empty wallets, disheveled clothing, and just know that we're going to have a good cold hard look at ourselves when we wake up, because my club is in a state. It's in a state.
but the only positive is, you know, at the end of the night, when you actually score a banger, that's if you end up with Mbappe, that's exactly how it will feel.
Exactly. And look, however you define a banger at the end of the night, for me these days, it's just heading to the right takeaway and getting a perfect burger and chips is absolutely good for me.
It's a kebab over here. kebab and a drink. Oh, it's 4 a.m. Perfect 4 a.m. snack.
Showing our age here, Shaq. Showing our age. That just wraps up this week's show. We will be back over the weekend when we're going to have a new promo to talk about, aren't we, Shaq? I mean, I don't know what's coming next? I mean, we're not going to leak it, but I haven't even seen anything about what's to come.
I've just seen a really ugly car design, but I think it's ugly because I've just seen it and I don't think I'm over this Thunderstruck yet. And yeah, that's coming through next. Let's just say it's very active.
Oh, interesting. Of course, we didn't even really talk about everyone getting their Champions League heroes. I mean, there's not really much to talk about. You get what you get. These cards are coming out in 2 weeks, but who did you get just before we go?
I got Julie. I got Ludovic Julie, and yeah, he seems to be all account. I've used him. He's decent, very good dribbling. But I think the two biggest upgrades that I've seen so far is Carlos Tevez. He's a pretty amazing card. Technical plus play style, 5-star skill moves. He's a absolutely crack card. He looks really good in game. And I think Ramirez, of course, he'd be another crack card. I think these are the two cards that really stood out. I think there's no other card that actually stood. There's other cards. There's cards like Abidi Pele. There's so many other UCL cards that I haven't seen anyone pack yet, which is strange, but they are in game apparently.
Yeah, it's. I did see an awful lot of Litmanens, Steve McManamans. Who else was? Oh, Kanu was coming out a lot. I didn't order my game in time, so I didn't get a pack. So, you know, it's one of those situations where you've got to admit, selfishly, you're just like, yeah, I'm kind of glad everyone's got Litmanens rather than this being the super juicer pack. Always reminds me of, do you remember that pick we had right at the end of FIFA 21 where it was broken and everyone was getting Neymar?
Oh, yes, 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 yes.
It's like a 30-minute period where everybody that opened it, I know what it was. It was you had to trade in your red picks because that's why I couldn't do it, because I didn't have any red picks left. It's just one of those times. But look, I think we should end it there.
Yeah, sure. I just want to add another UCL card that I absolutely, absolutely love is Wesley Schneider. He's got a really good upgrade, really good upgrade, really good everything. He looks like the card to have, and I'm really hoping he's under 500K, but yeah.
Absolutely. Loads more we could talk about. I'm sure the guys will touch on it over the weekend as well. Of course, again, we mentioned the Hero Evolution upgrade. We have more Evos, more packs, more mini releases. We haven't even had time to go over all these mini release players that have come out. But look, if you want more discussion, again, follow us on socials at Foot Coaching Everywhere. Again, come and join the Discord. Come and hang out. It's a great place. We're talking about all these players and all these pools and all these strategies. So it's a great place to be. But Shaq, for now, only one thing for us left to do.
Drop it.
We're going to drop it.
Drop it.
F-U-T. 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 F-U-T.